the headlines this hour. Growing fuel fears in France as anti-government protests and strikes intensify. Viva Palestina aid convoy calls on Egypt to allow it to enter the Gaza Strip. And polls show Barack Obama has lost public support ahead of midterm vote. Hello everyone and welcome to the news here on Press TV. In France, strikers have kept oil refineries shut for a sixth day to protest the government's pension reform plan. All of France's 12 refineries remain closed, leading to fears of severe fuel shortages in the coming days. There is no hope for fuel imports either, as dock workers in the country's southern ports continue their strike. 6 days of strikes have already paralyzed train services and grounded flights. France is bracing for more protests against President Sarkozy's plan to raise the retirement age by 2 years. A sixth round of nationwide protests have been planned for Tuesday. The protests come a day before the Senate votes on social reforms. Our correspondent in Paris, Anis de Broglie, tells us more about the situation on the ground as strikes continue across France.
Signals coming out from the government reassuring the people that there is no reason to worry about fuel shortages. That is the biggest concern here. In terms of strikes, train unions had gone on a strike. They had called off a strike in southern France in Marseille. And now they are saying they are planning to go on strike once again. This time, they said over the week, at least one in four staff of the railways was on strike. This time they're expecting even much more participation. So strikes are on. There will be a demonstration on Tuesday in many cities of France. And the petrol refinery question is still not very clear how it is going to be solved. The strikes, as the unions say, will continue unless the government completely cancels its reform plans. And even the opposition has joined the trade unions. The ruling party has accused the opposition of playing by the other rules, that it's not respecting the government and the current economic situation. But as of today, as we see, the unions say they will continue going on strike, they will continue carrying out demonstrations if the government and the Senate especially goes ahead and votes for the reforms.
Now, a French police officer has revealed what she calls fervent racism within the country's police force. CM Soyed has made the remarks in her new book. It focuses on racism and discrimination by French security forces against people of Arab and African descent. The revelations are expected to draw condemnation from rights groups. Back in April, Britain's Amnesty International accused France of ignoring what it called gross human rights violation by police against ethnic minorities. Three members of Britain's House of Lords face suspension over their expenses claims. Baroness Udin, Lord Paul and Lord Bhatia have agreed to pay back tens of thousands of pounds in expenses claimed from the public purse. The three are to be officially recommended for censure by the House of Lords authorities. The House of Lords expenses system was reformed in June after a number of high-profile false claims. In another blow to the stalemated Middle East talks, Israeli forces have shelled the Gaza Strip, killing two Palestinians. Our correspondent has the details.
Two Palestinians were killed and a third injured in an Israeli airstrike in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. According to witnesses, two missiles were fired from an Israeli warplane that targeted a group of resistance men in Sudania neighborhood. The Israeli army said in an email statement that the men were preparing to fire rockets into southern Israel. Gaza health officials said one of the men was killed immediately, while the other succumbed to his wounds after being taken to hospital.
The occupation warplanes targeted the resistance men who were vigilant defending their land. And as we today bury our martyrs, we say that we will continue our resistance.
Israel has repeatedly attacked Gaza since the end of its war on the densely populated coastal strip in late 2008. Gaza has been under an Israeli siege since 2007. Some analysts say the recent Israeli military actions in the besieged Gaza are both a reaction to the failure of the direct talks, to which Hamas was strongly opposed, and an attempt to derail the ongoing Fatah-Hamas unity talks.
Well, it seems to me that the Israeli escalation against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip is part of the Israeli policy to keep Gaza under siege and under pressure for more than 4 years now. But it also seems to me that the latest Israeli escalation coincided with the failure of the peace negotiations, which was launched at the beginning of September.
Shortly after direct talks between Palestinian Authority and Israel were relaunched in Washington on the 2nd of September, the Israeli Air Force launched a series of airstrikes on Gaza, killing several people. In early October, Israeli warplanes fired missiles at a car in central Gaza, in which three were injured. And as talks between PA and Israel have reached a dead end, many here believe Gazans have to brace themselves for more Israeli attacks. Yusuf Al-Hello, Press TV, Gaza.
Activists traveling with the Gaza-bound aid convoy, Viva Palestina, have called on Egyptian authorities to allow them passage through Egypt into Gaza. The call came at a press conference in the Syrian port city of Latakia. The move follows the Egyptian embassy's decision to deny entry to 17 activists, including former British parliamentarian George Galloway. Cairo claims the individuals are a security threat on its territory. Viva Palestina leaders have dismissed the claims. The convoy, made up of some 150 vehicles, is expected to leave Syria for the Egyptian port city of Al Arish on Monday. The aid convoy is carrying humanitarian supplies for Palestinians suffering under a four-year Israeli siege in Gaza. Egyptian government has detained 154 members of the country's largest opposition group, the Muslim Brotherhood. The group's lawyer says 70 detainees remain in custody, but others were released after questioning. Their lawyer says the arrests were aimed at spreading fear among opposition supporters to keep people from joining the election campaign. According to the Muslim Brotherhood, the arrests were made in 17 different governorates just days after the group said it would field independent candidates in the upcoming general elections. Egyptian security forces, however, say they detained less than 100 opposition members for planning to cause disturbance and for holding group meetings. Independent Muslim Brotherhood candidates won nearly a fifth of the People's Assembly seats in the 2005 general elections. In the U.S., support for President Barack Obama is reportedly fading as his voters begin to defect to the Republican camp. A new poll shows that one quarter of those who voted for Obama are considering voting against the Democrats in the upcoming midterm elections. And it's now the Republicans who stand to benefit from an electorate that again wants change. The plunge in Obama's approval ratings comes almost halfway through his first term as president. Well, former U.S. Senator Mike Gravel believes that Obama's failure to keep his campaign promises is the main cause of his fading popularity.
Well, I think primarily because he didn't keep faith with many of the promises or the indications of what he would do in office. A classic example is what's gone on in the Middle East with the peace effort, where essentially Netanyahu has made a fool of him.
Now, the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary says it's shameful that banks may have made the housing crisis worse by improperly processing foreclosures. Sean Donovan says a review of the foreclosure crisis is underway. Donovan also said the White House will respond with the full force of the law where problems are found. His comments come after widespread allegations that banks submitted false statements when they seized homes. General attorneys in all 50 states, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Justice Department have started investigating the allegations. Analysts say it's most likely that private citizens, states, and the federal government will take legal action against banks involved in the scandal. You're watching Press TV News, a recap of the headlines this hour. Growing fuel fears in France as anti-government protests and strikes intensify. Viva Palestina aid convoy calls on Egypt to allow it to enter the Gaza Strip. And polls show Barack Obama has lost public support ahead of the midterm vote.